talk about a little bit. I guess that's a piece called Barnyard Disturbance. I think it's pushing 20 years old. First recorded it, I guess, with Mike Marshall and with Bela. It's pretty much a rhythm and blues orientation. I mean, that's the heart of it, but, you know, with the fiddling sensibility to make it kind of translate with the bowed bass. I'm gonna give a little technical detail that may be more oriented toward bass players or people, but bass players don't get enough attention, so we're gonna get a little more right now. But you notice there's this one kind of riff that keeps coming through in the bridge. That stuff. So the fancy thing with all the notes, what that is I'll show you exactly what it is. Here it is in the simplest form. Okay, so then adding another part to it. Then if you just put the triplet bowing on it, then you've got the whole lick. So, just a little bit of detail, okay? Actually, before I do any questions, I'm going to do two more movements here. I'll do a couple movements of unaccompanied Bach. Because one of the things that may be a topic today is just when you've got, no other way to put it, a limited instrument, and you're up there by yourself, I mean, how do you deal with it? So, and Bach wrote the best music for an unaccompanied low instrument. It really kind of set the standard. The opposite situation is to be like a singer-songwriter where you've got the strumming instrument, the recording instrument, and you can sing. So you've kind of got the whole thing there. You got the groove, you got the chords, you got the melody. The bass by itself, you ain't got nothing. So you got to figure out, you know, and honestly, you can't do everything that you would do with other instruments or with a band. But you have to find ways to play the strengths and also what's essential. And in the Bach, I think he shows maybe what's essential to trying to just make a piece of music when you've just got a lonesome instrument. So here's two movements. This is an allemande and a courante.